BCFM Community Radio for Bristol on 93.2 FM. For more information or to listen live on the internet, go to our website at www.bcfm.org.uk. BCFM, your radio.
Now, back to the UK, and hundreds of Tamils have been protesting for nearly a month or so in Parliament Square. Drive Times reporter Neil Roberts has been looking at their grievances. Now, Neil, what have you found?
Well, the government of Sri Lanka this week declared victory in its 25-year civil war with the LTTE Tamil Tiger separatist group. In the past few months, government forces have intensified their war to take control of areas of the island populated by the minority ethnic Tamils. Recent fighting has left 7,000 Tamil civilians dead. Thousands more have been displaced by heavy fighting and held in government-controlled detention camps. Many have been trapped for months inside the conflict zone with little access to food, shelter or medical assistance. Tamils around the world have protested against the Sri Lankan government's actions. In London, there have been huge protests over several months organised by the 150,000-strong British Tamil community. Protesters occupied Parliament Square on several occasions, and British Tamils have staged hunger strikes demanding intervention by the British government. Divisions between Sri Lankan Tamils and the majority ethnic Sinhalese date back to the British colonial rule in South Asia. After independence in 1948, the ruling elite of the Sinhalese majority excluded the Tamil population from power, leading to inequality and social divisions. Tamil Tiger militants took up arms to fight for equality and an independent state. More recently, the Sri Lankan government, which is backed and armed by Britain and other Western powers, has intensified its war on the Tamil Tigers under the banner of the War on Terror. Sri Lanka regards the Tigers as a terrorist organisation responsible for killing civilians. Many Tamils see the Tigers as their only representatives in their fight for equality and freedom. There are around 250 Sri Lankan Tamil families living here in Bristol. We spoke to members of the Bristol Tamil Association about the conflict. They asked to remain anonymous because they fear reprisals against their families back home. I asked them if they had friends and family caught up in the recent violence.
We know a lot of people affected by this immediate problem. And the Sri Lankan government shelling and heavy weapons killing a lot of relatives of our friends in this Bristol area as well. I know a person, he lost his sister and a nephew. And this is all affecting us in a way.
Yeah, so one of our families live in that area, the Venni area. My auntie's families and then uncle's families. So last week I talked to my mom asking about them. And they couldn't get any information from them. And even they don't know, are they dead or alive, or this sort of situation. So personally, it's affecting me on my life here. Every day I'm thinking about that because they are our close relatives, and we don't know what's happened to them.
My cousin and her husband and two children. They came from LTT area to Sri Lankan government's area. They said they don't get food or they don't have any facilities to get a bath. It's very difficult, and always the Sri Lankan army come in there and get the ladies, young girls, and take them away and rape them and bring them back. And all of them were crying, and I can't tell you.
Channel 4 produced a documentary recently. It shows a lot of atrocities by the Sri Lankan army in that internment camps. This is similar to the concentration camp in Nazi Germany. The aim of this protest to educate the British public. They didn't know much about what's going on in Sri Lanka, so the Tamil community think only way to stop these killings by educate or expose the Sri Lankan government's atrocities to the British people and the international community. So all this time the media was covering only the news from the government. There's no independent media in that area covering the war. And the UN is refused access, and ICRC only can take the injured people from there with the permission of the Sri Lankan army. They can't independently view anything. After this war, we are fear that all the Tamils are going to be second-class citizens in that country. British government have a responsibility because of their past in the colonial period. Now, UK Parliament and UK government consider Sri Lanka as a friendly nation, democratic country. But they forgot to mention or take action against the humanitarian crimes against the Tamils in that country.
Solution for this problem is it's not militarily, as every Tamils believe. There has to be a political solution. The war will never end in a peace. So even if LTT defeated this time, there will be another war will happen in Sri Lanka very soon. So yeah, there is no way out on this unless there's a political solution for Tamils.
And this should be done by the guarantee of the international community. There should be a separate state or separate cantons like in Switzerland or Canada, that sort of thing, with the guarantee of the international community will bring the lasting peace in Sri Lanka.
That was members of the Bristol Tamil Association. For an extended version of that interview, look at the bristol.indymedia.org website next week.
Lovely, Neil. And we'll be hearing more from you next week, I hope, will we?